Dr. Jeremy Weiss here. I'm founder of InspiredInsider.com, where I talk with inspirational entrepreneurs and leaders and how they overcome big challenges in life and business. Today, I am extra excited. We have Kylie Simmons today, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about Kylie. Kylie, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And just a little about Kylie, some background is 3 years ago, Kylie was diagnosed with rhabdomyosarcoma, which is a rare childhood cancer that affects bone or soft tissue. And after 46 weeks of chemotherapy, as well as radiation and surgeries, she was finally issued a positive prognosis from the doctors. Congrats on that, Kylie.
Thank you.
And we'll talk about that journey, but even more extraordinary, if that wasn't enough, Kylie has an invention which showed so much promise that her teachers submitted the project to the Connecticut Invention Convention, where more than 700 other creations were also displayed, and she beat out the competition, and she received 4 awards, including the Patent Award, which forwards the design to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, and we'll also talk about that. And a fun fact about Kylie is she wants to be a fashion designer, right?
Yeah.
So this is Inspired Insider. And so the question is, I want to ask each of you separately.
Okay.
Is mom first. What do you think about that inspires you? What motivates you when times get tough? What do you think about in your mind?
I think my kids. My kids inspire me to do better, to be better, to, you know, raise kids that are caring and want to help other people. Yeah. And, you know, my husband, the same thing.
Yeah.
We both feel that way. I think definitely our kids inspire us the most.
Yeah. Does that come from how you were raised or?
It does. I have a close relationship with my parents. You know, and we were taught to, you know, think about other people first.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, my kids definitely inspire me the most.
Yeah. And so, Kylie, what about you? When you think of, what do you think about what that inspires and motivates you when you're going through those really tough times? What inspired you?
Well, I thought of my friend, Alyssa. She had the same kind of cancer as me, and she got through it, and she helped me through it too, so I thought of her and how tough she was when she had cancer.
Yeah. So what did she do to help you through it? What did she say to you?
She would come over, and we'd just be like normal kids. We'd play, because now she's 15 or 16 now, but she would always come with me places and we'd talk and we'd be normal. And
like a fun older sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
so,
she knew what I was going through.
Yeah. She knew what you were going through?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Kylie, thank you so much for your time. Anything else that people should check out? Tell people where they should check out. Where should they go and check out your page and find out more?
If they want to find out more, they can go on GoFundMe.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you can donate and read our story.
So what's it? It's GoFundMe.com, and then do you have what should they search for? Because it's GoFundMe.com, right? Mm-hmm. And then what should they search for so they can find your page?
They can search for IV backpack.
They can search for IV backpack.
Yes. I think IV pediatric backpack for kids with cancer.
Yeah.
Right?
All of the links to Kylie's stories and everything are on her Facebook page, which if you search for Courage for Kylie, okay. everything's on there. All the links from the newspaper articles.
Courage for Kylie. Okay.
Yep. The GoFundMe account is linked to that. So you can basically get everything there. Or we have a new courageforkylie.com, which is getting revamped.
Okay.
So that will be up and running soon, too.
Courageforkylie.com. That's perfect. People need to check it out. They need to check out this story, see the awesome invention from Kylie. And thank you both so much for your time. Everyone needs to check this out, and before we know it, it's gonna be fully funded. And by the time people watch this, you're gonna have a working model anyway. So then they can spread it out to their friends and family who can help people in hospitals. So, Kylie, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.